and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. And Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, of course, as we bring you live eight-man high school football tonight as Unitego Franklin is hosting Newfield. I'm welcoming in my color commentator tonight, Skylar Thompson. Sky, another beautiful night. We decided to come back to Unitego for 2 weeks in a row just because we had such a good time last week. The schedule fit really well, and here we are.
It's another very nice night. Should be two good teams facing against each other, but luckily there's green and white on both sides, so we won't get too confused because the home team is darker, but it's very ironic that it's the same colors.
Yeah, same colors, pretty much the exact same uniform as well, so if we mess up tonight, you'll have to forgive us. But, of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales kickoff show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Of course, Unitego coming in after that big win a week ago where, you know, they started off strong against Thomas Edison. Edison had a really good second quarter, and then Unitego was able to grind that out for a 28, what was our score last week there? Yes, 28-20 victory there. And if you're coming in here and you are the Newfield Trojans coming in trying to find their first win here tonight. They've played a couple of tough games so far coming in, but a long trip here tonight as well. Sky, when you were in your playing days, you have those football long trips. I feel like they're a lot longer than some of the other trips you might have for soccer or baseball. Did you feel like that ever affected you?
No, we always went the same distance. But, you know, it is tough, though, because you know, getting up and then having to, it's a very physical contact sport. So you have to take the long trip and then run into someone else.
Yeah, that's tough, certainly. Newfield coming in 0-2, losses to Green and to Thousand Islands, of course. Lost to Green 44-26 and Thousand Islands 40-14. So again, looking for their first victory of the season. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have Unitego Franklin and Newfield. I want to talk a little bit more about Unitego Franklin and that great effort they had a week ago against Thomas Edison. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Unitego Franklin taking on Newfield tonight, eight-man football action. Just wanted to recap Unitego Franklin, of course, losing week one. They took a trip up to Morrisville Eaton and lost that game 36-20. Morrisville Eaton, always a very good team from Section 3. And then 26-20 last week was the victory over Thomas Edison. I said 28-20. Just a few minutes ago, but a 26-20 victory there last week against Thomas Edison. All right, now we are going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have kickoff, and again, we'll give you some stats there from last week as Unitego Franklin took down Thomas Edison. They're playing Newfield here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can always get free audio of our games on WCDOsports.com. As we get you set here for Unitego Franklin and Newfield, Unitego Franklin will be receiving here, and they will be on offense for the first time here tonight. Of course, Unitego Franklin will have a little different look, as we have been told. Quentin Kendrick, the quarterback who played so well last week for UF, out with an injury and will not be dressed for tonight's game. So we'll see a little bit different look here tonight from the Spartans. So Newfield will kick off, and again, this will be Unitego there in the dark green uniforms tonight, going right to left with the white trim, UF in white lettering on the side of the helmets. Pretty much the exact flip the script here for Newfield. They're in the white with the green pants and the green helmet and the green trim. So a lot of green and white out there tonight. Opening kick will roll down to about the 20-yard line, fielded here by Reese James out to the 25, and then steps out at the 30. And that is where Unitego Franklin will start for the first time tonight. So we'll see what they decide to do on offense. And we'll see what Newfield brings here on defense as well. Not a lot of substitutes on the side tonight for the Trojans.
No, they don't have a lot of substitutes. Was watching them very closely in warm-ups. I think they had actual four linemen in their lineman group. So we'll see how that plays a role as the game goes on. But I'm very curious to see how this Unitego Franklin offense operates here, especially without their main quarterback. We saw at the end of the game they made the little switch, but for a full game, that'll be interesting.
And so it looks like Reese James will be taking the snap here in the shotgun, fakes a handoff, and will look to run to the right side across the 30, submarines his way out to about the 32, and he's brought down there. So we are just underway here. Beautiful night as Unitego Franklin is hosting Newfield here in eight-man football action. Glad to bring you 2 weeks in a row here, high school football eight-man action. Is, you know, Sky, a lot of teams that we cover now, almost half the teams we cover in WCDO territory have switched to the eight-man game. So it's getting to be more and more of the normal for us. Going to hand off to Jacob Sargent here on second down at about eight to go. He's ripped down at about the 33-yard line. So this will be about third and five here for Unitego Franklin.
We said James and Sargent's name quite a bit last week. I'm expecting to hear the same tonight as well. Big play here on the first drive for Unitego Franklin, though, as you said, about third and five here. And if you're Newfield, if you can get a stop and get the ball, that's a great way to start the game as well.
We talked about it. It's a long trip here for Newfield, just a little over 2 hours or so from the Ithaca area. Got here, had to warm up quickly, so we'll see how they do. And this will help as it's a low snap, and Reese James has to just chase it all the way back to the 20, and he's brought down there by the Trojans. And the first drive is not how UF wanted to start this game off tonight. And so the Spartans will look to punt this one away. And the snap was just low there. He really had no chance at that and pretty much had to chase it back. Did have a chance to pick it up, and he did, but really had nowhere to go. Trojans were right there. Reese James will punt this one away. Newfield will receive. Takes a Unitego bounce all the way to about the 43-yard line. So it went across midfield and will be back at the 43. So 10-17 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Newfield will have the ball. We do have a flag, though.
Way behind the play, so I'm curious to see what this one is.
Yeah, didn't see anything during the initial punt as we were focused more to our left here. That ball bounced back into Newfield territory. They have picked up the flag. So a block below the waist here on Newfield is the call. points, so we'll see where they're going to spot this one with 10:17 to go in this first quarter. So tough break there for Newfield, as this is going to march them back from the 43 and sends them in the wrong direction here.
And that's frustrating. You get a great stop on the opening drive defensively. You get the ball in pretty decent field position. Now you back yourself up quite a bit more. Not what you want to do, but we'll see what they can do. I was watching their quarterback in warms. He's left-handed, which always gives a little bit of a different look as well, but had a nice arm. I was watching them, so curious to see if they throw the ball a lot.
Moves them all the way back to about the 28-yard line. So here's Newfield for the first time tonight going left to right with their lefty quarterback here. He'll look to throw on first down to the outside. Pass is incomplete for Newfield as they try to go right to the air on the first drive. Austin Jenny, the quarterback, looking out for Malcolm Jenkins in the right flat there. And so we'll have a second down and 10 coming up. We're about 2 minutes in, as this is Unitego Franklin hosting Newfield tonight here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, we're glad to have you along. Anytime you're listening to our web stream, it's brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. So going to be a second down and 10 to go for Newfield as they get the play from the sideline here. And referee's going to get together, and looks like they're talking about the spot of the ball here, Sky.
I think they're actually looking at the ball, not just the spot. Something with the ball.
So looking to switch this out here, perhaps. The Newfield coach got the ball from the official. They brought it back over to the sideline. Maybe just wanted to switch that out.
There wasn't any deflating right before the game.
Yeah, we don't want to accuse anyone.
Just kidding.
Second down and 10, a pitch to the outside. They go right back to Malcolm Jenkins, but the Unitego Franklin defense is there. Still a pickup of 5 here for about Jenkins. So this is going to bring up third down and about 5 to go for Newfield. So very similar to what we just saw from Unitego Franklin on their first drive.
We saw a pass play on the first play, and then that there we saw a little option to the left. Quarterback made the read to pitch the ball to the back. Interesting to see where they go here because they've shown a little bit of different offenses than we saw last week.
9.5 to go first quarter. We're scoreless here between Unitego Franklin and Newfield. Live from Unitego High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. 3rd and 5. They go to Jenkins to the right side. Tries to cut back to the middle, and he's brought down there by the Spartans defense at the 35-yard line. Tried to go to the outside, cut it back, and had nowhere to go. He got swallowed up. And so a 4th down and about 4 to go here for the Newfield Trojans, and it looks like they will punt it away on their first drive. So 9 minutes to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Unitego being cautious here to see if Newfield tries anything on this 4th down. With 4 to go. Looks like they might go.
It looks like they're lined up for it.
So they're ready to go here. 2 wide receivers split out to the left. Trying to get Unitego to jump here. Looking over to the sideline. Now he drops back, and they will punt this one away. This one will bounce and roll to about the 42-yard line and go out of bounds here. So Newfield tried to get them on the count there with the quarterback, Austin Jenny, but Unitego Franklin doesn't jump.
No, if you can get them to jump, that's great. And then you saw what we saw a couple weeks ago, actually, in our first game that you and I did together, where then the quarterback takes the snap and he punts it.
It's such a tough look, I think, especially for us, too, as the broadcast team, because there's not that traditional punter waiting back there. Unitego Franklin didn't even send a guy deep, so you don't know if they're going for it. You don't know if they're going to punt. It can be tough, very tricky. 8.5 to go first quarter, and UF gets the ball back, going right to left. A double handoff. They go right up the middle to Jacob Sargent, rumbling and stumbling all the way into Newfield territory at the 40. A nice play there, and Sargent picks up a big gain.
Yeah, nice play right there. I heard a whistle, so I was just waiting. But, yeah, nice double handoff there. As I said, we said Sargent's name a lot. He impressed me quite a bit last week with his yard after contact. The first time he got hit, always seemed to pick up an extra 3, 4, 5 yards.
Yeah, that was nice, and he hit the hole very hard there. And now Jacob Vandermark is into the ball game, so he is split off to the right hip here of Reese James. Going to be a fake handoff. James to the right side, across the 40 to the 36. So picking up big chunks of yards here for Unitego Franklin. Be a 2nd and 5 coming up there in Newfield territory, going right to left. 7:50 to go in this first quarter. And Jacob Vandermark is listed as a QB and a running back. So I'm interested to see as the game goes along, could they use those guys in different spots? And both were warming up throwing passes today, so we'll see. Reese James here on 2nd and 5 goes to Vandermark. He slices his way back inside to the outside. gain of one or two, so going to be about a third down and two to go here inside Newfield territory at about the 34.
And if you're Newfield and you're any team, when you scout a team and you're used to seeing one quarterback and then there's a different one in there, it's always tricky to figure out how we want to play against them. So for Newfield so far, not too bad, but we'll see, you know, if anything changes.
A lot of different looks here. Now here's a handoff to Sargent. It was on the turf. He scooped it up and still drives this way forward. Will be close to a first down. Took a basketball bounce right back to him, and he's going to be really close, but it looks like fourth and inches at the moment. Boy, Scott, that took the perfect bounce right back up to him.
And as you know, football's not perfectly round, so to take a perfect bounce like that's very lucky.
So this will be fourth and inches for Unitego Franklin. They actually, are they signaling that's going to be first down?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, Unitego Franklin was coming right up to the line to go for it, and instead we moved the chains. So 6:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here, eight-man football tonight between Newfield and Unitego Franklin. Thanks for joining us.
The chain guys are upset right now because they were hoping it was close enough to where they'd have to be able to go out on the field. Their shining moment, you know.
Their moment of glory, for sure. Now, these guys do a great job here at Unitego, for sure. 6:20 to go, first quarter. It's a first and 10, double handoff. They try to go to Vandermark up the middle, and he gets ripped down from behind, grabbing his jersey. He had nowhere to go. And a nice tackle there by Riker Reed for the Newfield Trojans. 6 minutes to go, first quarter, still scoreless. Going to be a second and 10, no pickup on that first down play. So Unitego Franklin taking their time, breaking out of the huddle. Everybody's packed right in, no wide receivers split out. And here is Reese James under center, goes to Jacob Sargent. To the outside, he's got some running room, 20-15. Stiff arms the guy and slides his way down to the 10. Good hard nose running there by Jacob Sargent.
I like that play call. They went under center, and what they did was they did a read option again. He has the ability. He puts the ball out there. The running back goes through the hole, and the quarterback's reading the widest guy on the line. If he goes down straight to the back, he'll keep it, but if not, he makes the handoff. And that time, perfect read, as you saw, which is why they got the big game.
So 5.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Unitego Franklin and Newfield, but the Spartans are driving here on their home field as they're at the 10-yard line. Reese James looking to pass, throws over the middle, and it was a wobbly ball. Might have got tipped at the line, and it's incomplete on first down and goal to go. First time we've really seen Unitego look to go to the air here tonight.
And I'm curious to see how many times they do with their not normal quarterback.
Yeah, with Quentin Kendrick sidelined after a knee injury, we believe, from a week ago against Thomas Edison. We're seeing a new look here tonight. So Reese James, again, he's in the shotgun. Goes to Jacob Sargent, double handoff, goes back to Vandermark, stumbling his way forward, he's in. Got through one tackle into the second level. It's a touchdown for Unitego with 5:15 to go in the first quarter.
We've seen a couple of those double handoffs tonight early on. I'm curious to see if that continues, because if you're Newfield, will you make an adjustment on that and have guys stay home? But great start for Unitego here to put the ball in the end zone.
Very Walton-esque, is that fair to say, with that kind of that double handoff?
Well, we were talking about it last week, the old Unitego offense where guys would be going in any direction and all that and just all the different looks. So maybe McCroney going back to that a little bit too.
Going for the two-point conversion, and they fumble it. Sargent falls on it, but I believe he's going to be short, yes. He's short, so the two-point conversion is no good. 5:15 to go first quarter, and Unitego Franklin has jumped out to a 6-0 lead over Newfield. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
An early 6-0 lead for Unitego Franklin football here over Newfield at Unitego High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. So 5:15 to go first quarter, and again, it's Unitego Franklin leading Newfield at 6-0. We're glad to have you along as well on WCDOsports.com. In case you're listening online, that's brought to you by SFCU. So the Spartans will kick off. Newfield will receive to our left. And they will be going left to right. A squib kick here rolls to the 30. Newfield will field it there. Cutting back to the 35 and out to the 40. A nice return for the Trojans. That's where they will set it up, as that was Riker Reed on the return. So again, Newfield is in the white tops tonight, the green pants, the green helmets. Unit Eagles pretty much the exact opposite of that. The green uniforms with the white trim and the green helmets. So pretty much these two teams almost, you know, looking at each other in the mirror in terms of the colors here tonight. So the Newfield Trojans will take over at their own 40, again, going left to right. And will the UF defense be able to hold like they did so far early here in this first quarter? Down to 5:10 to go here in this first frame. We're glad to have you along. A first and 10 here for Newfield, and lefty senior quarterback Austin Jenny. Jenny will hand one off, and again they go right back to Riker Reed. Had nowhere to go. Ball was on the ground. Let's see who's got it. Unitigo Franklin recovers the fumble at the Newfield 40. Big play there, as it looks like coming off the bottom of the pile there was Zach Sousa. He was one of our defensive players of the game a week ago, and the sophomore comes up big there for Unitigo Franklin.
That's a great way to get the ball right back. First play on your side of the 50. Put it in here and put this game up by two possessions early on.
Wow, a big break there for Unitigo Franklin. They were able to get that fumbled ball on first down there for Newfield. And let's see what the Spartans can do on offense. Back under center. Going to drop out the pass. Reese James complete to Vandermark on the right side. Out to the 31. He's tackled there. But a good pickup on first down. Probably picked up about 8 or 9 yards. Got 8, I would say.
And no hesitancy to call another pass play there.
Yeah, that was nice. Saw them working a lot on that in warm-ups, those specific type of routes. And really well done there. So going to be a second down and 2 to go. And it makes them so much more dangerous, I think, Sky, if they can just occasionally throw the ball. Keeps everybody honest.
I was going to say, it makes the defensive backs have to back up a little bit as well.
Little underhand pitch from James to Sargent. Got tackled at the 30. Going to be third down and maybe 1 to go as he comes up just a little bit short. And so Unitigo coming back to talk things over in the huddle. 4:15 to go first quarter. And Unitigo Franklin leads 6-0. A 6:30 start here tonight. They like to start 8-man games a little bit earlier. Last week we started at 6. Tonight 6:30. Keeps a little more daylight in the game for sure, especially in the first half. So two wide receivers split out to the left. Unitigo is going to give it to Sargent. He fumbled but then falls on it and I think is going to be able to pick up the first down here. That's two times tonight, Scott, that he's fumbled and has been able to recover it.
And another time where the bounce was just basically perfect right back up to him. I mean, they could go anywhere, but luckily it went right back into his own hands.
And not only did he recover, he picked up the first down. So another good break here for Unitigo Franklin. All the breaks are going their way so far. With 3.5 to go first quarter, 6-0 lead here for UF. Ball at the 25-yard line here. They're deep in Newfield territory, going right to left. Keeper for Reese James, the QB, diving forward across the 25 to about the 22. Will bring up second down and 6 to go for the Spartans. Nice clock management here by Unitigo Franklin, just taking their time. Haven't been in a hurry. And great execution so far, pretty much except for that first drive of the game. We've seen some really nice execution here by the Spartans.
Which is nice to see early on, especially for Coach McCroney, because when you have your backup quarterback in, you never know how the offense is going to play, especially early on.
James will get the snap, goes to Jacob Sargent, picks up the first down, going to be very close to it at the 15. Again, just lower the shoulder, hard nose running here from Jacob Sargent and Unitigo Franklin. Yeah, move the chains. It's another first down, and Newfield has just not had the answer for him in the middle. You know, last week we saw Edison do a great job kind of closing up the middle for a lot of that game, and Unitigo had to get creative. Tonight they've been able to pound it in there.
Expect the same, I would say. If it's working, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
2:25 to go first quarter. It's going to be a first down. Reese James, QB keeper, to the right side across the 10. Stiff arm to the 5. It's going to get brought down and dragged out of bounds at about the 3-yard line here. And another nice run here for Unitigo Franklin with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. They already lead 6-0.
James and Sargent are so good at getting those yards after contact. They really are. They impressed me quite a bit last week and so far early on tonight. The same thing. They take that first hit and they don't stop their feet. They keep moving. It helps pick up the extra 3, 4, and 5 yards.
So this is going to be Unitega with a first down and goal to go at the 5, maybe the 4-yard line to our left here at the U tonight. Reese James under center goes to Sargent, pushing the pile forward, and he's in, standing up for a Unitego Franklin touchdown with a minute 45 to go in this first quarter, and Unitego is now up 12-0. A good start here tonight for the Spartans. And so Sargent with the 5-yard TD there. And they're going to go for 2 with a minute 45 to go in this first quarter. Coach McCroney telling his guys to wait, gets the play in, wants to run something specific here. Guys break the line after scoring with a minute 45 to go here, first quarter. James is under center, drops back, wants to pass, and does, and it's incomplete. Went to the feet of Devin Stilson there, who was lined up as a tight end, and so that ball falls to the turf. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Unitego Franklin leads Newfield 12-0 here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back on the kickoff. Great return coverage here from Unitego Franklin. And Ashton Gore comes up with a monster tackle all the way back at the Newfield 15. 1:45 to go, first quarter. And Unitego Franklin has a 12-0 lead over Newfield. And, Sky, they are buzzing here.
Is that the right word? Mask?
Well, Spartans don't buzz, but this team, is they're just flying right now.
No, they really are. They're off to a great start tonight. Great coverage there. And makes it tough for the Newfield offense. You have so much more field that you have to go. Last time they got to the 40, now starting on 15.
So a minute 42 to go, first quarter. Let's see if Newfield can answer. Going to be a QB keeper running to the outside here for the Trojans is their lefty quarterback, Austin Jenny. Picks up a couple of yards but is pushed out of bounds at about the 20-yard line here for Newfield. And can the Trojans find a way to claw back into this game? Always tough on the road, down 2 scores here late in the first quarter. Not the start the Trojans were looking for.
But as we saw last week, anything can happen. We've seen that a couple times in 8-man. One team looks like it's got all the momentum, and then all of a sudden things can change. So, and we have a quarterback, as I said, that can throw. It looked like he could in warm-ups. Anything can happen real quick.
Second down and about 6 to go. That's one thing we've learned about 8-man. You can score and in bunches. They throw to the outside. It's complete. Good for a first down at about the 30-yard line, it looked like there, to Malcolm Jenkins. And if they can get him the ball, he looks like a real workhorse type of guy, as he's looked very good in the open field.
And that was the play, I think they ran the very first play of the game that went just incomplete, just a little out of reach for Jenkins. But I'm very impressed by the arm so far, as I said, in warm-ups and so far the first 2 passes during the game from Jenny.
90 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitego Franklin leading 12-0. Here over the Newfield Trojans. 8-man football action tonight on WCDO. Here's the snap on first down. They're looking to throw. They go long. They have a receiver, but it was incomplete. Kind of split the two receivers there as they were looking for Pierce Brockner as well as Malcolm Jenkins, but it kind of landed in between them.
I think what happened there was Jenkins, I think he kind of took the inner part of his route there a little earlier than the quarterback thought. So maybe a miscommunication, because you said it split the two receivers, and normally that's not where you want the ball to go.
1:25 to go, first quarter. Unitego Franklin leading 12-0 here over Newfield. Second down and 10 for the Newfield Trojans. They're at their own 32-yard line going left to right. One wide receiver split out to the right. That is Malcolm Jenkins. He's in motion. Now they'll hand off and try to cut it back to the inside. Nowhere to go as Nathan King gets swallowed up on the inside by that Unitego defense. And Devin Stilson was right there to bring him down. Stilson is not someone you want to meet, I think, when you hit the hole, as a lot of guys on this Unitego Franklin line have some good size.
Yeah, you look across the line, I mean, they got some size. They really do. And they move pretty well, too, for their size.
Very impressed last week at the athletic ability of the guys on this line and how good a shape they're in, too. I didn't see a whole lot of huffing and puffing late in the game last week from some of these linemen who have to play a lot, especially in the eight-man game. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Newfield looking to throw on a third down and 10. They have to take off. Jenny is going to run to the outside. He's tripped up a shoestring tackle here by Unitego Franklin. Carl D. Dominicus was able to trip him up and bring him down.
Just got just enough, too. That was very close. As you said, shoestring. I would expect Newfield to go for it here. They're already down two possessions. I feel like their offense is moving the ball a little bit better. We saw him go for it earlier in the game, too, or try to draw him off, rather. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw an actual play.
Fourth down and about five to go. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. They're looking up at the clock. I don't think they have any intention of trying to get this play off, and they will not. So that this fourth down will come on the first play of the second quarter. Unitego Franklin leading Newfield 12-0. We'll be right back. Eight-man football tonight here on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Start of the second quarter, Unitego Franklin leading Newfield 12-0. A fourth down here for Newfield to start the quarter. A fourth and five as they now go right to left. Two wide receivers to the left, trying to get that hard count to get him to jump. And Unitego statues on the other side. They haven't moved. Snap is high. They got to get the playoff. They do, and it's complete. No, they say incomplete, that the ball hit the turf. That's a tough break for Newfield, as that was a nice sliding catch there by Malcolm Jenkins. He would have had the first, but the Zebra Crew says no.
They went back to that same five and out play. The receiver goes up 5 yards, goes out towards the sideline. It was close to a catch. You could tell the receiver wasn't happy with the call. They're normally not, but it was close.
That was one of those, if that was on TV, they would have looked at that about 25 times because that looked very close to being a catch. But Unitego Franklin will get the ball back, and they're in Newfield territory at about the 37-yard line going left to right. So great field position for the Spartans early second quarter. QB keeper Reese James driving the pile forward to about the 36 here for Unitego Franklin. Didn't get a whole lot, though. Second down at about 9 to go. Hey, he ran out of the shotgun there, and by the time he got back to the line, just didn't pick up a whole lot.
You know, going back to one of the things you were just talking about with the Unitego line, they got the same guys in from the defensive line. So credit to them, you know, going both ways like that, especially when they have a decent-sized bench.
Yeah, I was impressed last week that a lot of those guys were able to go both ways. Sargent with a run up the middle here on second and 9, cuts it to the right side, lowers the shoulder, and I think picks up a first down as he's knocked out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. And again, more hard-nosed running there from Unitego Franklin. Yeah, first down yardage here for Unitego Franklin. Brings them down to the Newfield 25-yard line, and the Spartans are on the march again. They already lead 12-0 here in eight-man football action. These two teams in different divisions here in Section 4 eight-man football. We can talk more about that at halftime, but A win would certainly help Unitico Franklin. And they run to the outside here. Reese James across the 20 to about the 18-yard line here. Unitico coming in with a record of 1-1, and Newfield comes in 0-2. Minute gone here in the second quarter. Unitico Franklin leading 12-0. Ball to the 20-yard line here for Unitico Franklin as they enter the red zone here for the third time tonight against Newfield. Reese James gets the play from the sideline and look to bring it in. Pep Band is out here tonight for Unitico. The crowd continues to trickle in here to support the Spartans for Friday night football. Going to be a second down and about five to go. Reese James flushed out of the pocket, has to tuck it and run. Dances his way forward. He's going to get the first down and knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. He looked like he was dead in the backfield and somehow escaped the rush.
Impressive way to escape right there. Newfield got back there. They made a great defensive play. They just got to finish that. But, wow, what a credit James on that one, because they were right there. Looked like they had him, but he was strong enough to break free. And then not only that, pick up the first down after that.
Big-time play there from Reese James. So we come up on 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and Unitico Franklin leading 12-0 here against Newfield in eight-man football action tonight. So they'll break the huddle. Again, they've been using Vandermark off the right hip here of James, who's the quarterback in the shotgun tonight. This time they'll go back to Vandermark, hits the hole hard to the left side, dragging the pile forward. We have a flag on the play as he gets tackled right at about the goal line. And the flag is still down, and we got an injured Newfield player here with 9:50 to go in this second quarter. So we're going to take a quick break with Unitico Franklin leading 12-0. We'll hope everything's okay with the injury. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Eight-man football action tonight on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Injured Newfield player was Christopher Kleist. Came off, walked under his own power, holding that wrist, that left arm. We'll hope that he's okay after making the play down near the goal line. And Newfield wants to take a timeout because right after the injury, Unitico Franklin came right back out. They were ready to march on and try to make a play. And Newfield said, hold on, we got to talk things over here, as it is going to be a first down near the 10-yard line here for Unitico Franklin. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 9:50 to go here, second quarter. 12-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Newfield. And the Spartans are knocking on the door once again here. Out of the timeout, they go to Jacob Sargent. He's met at the line, runs over a tackler, tried to keep those legs going forward, but eventually was brought down for a short gain here, Sky.
And to rewind it all the way back, we had a holding on the offense on that first play that Vandermark ran right before the injuries as well. So if anyone's curious as to why we backed up, there's why.
So Unitego Franklin with a good opportunity here to try to go up by three scores early in this one. Waiting for the snap here. Going to be a second down and about six to go. Reese James, the quarterback, throwing over the middle. It's incomplete, in and out of the hands of Vandermark. He couldn't hold on to that bullet. And so third down coming up here for Unitego Franklin. Again, they are inside the Newfield 10-yard line. Well, actually, now that backs them up to about, I'd say it was at the 11 is where the spot is. So 9 minutes to go here, second quarter, and UF is up 12-0. So a important third down coming here for Unitego Franklin. The run game has worked so well. Let's see if they decide to go back to it. Reese James under center. Sargent directly behind him. And Coach McCroney wants to talk things over now. Doesn't want to leave these points on the field here. So he'll talk it over and we'll step away. Just about 9 minutes to go, second quarter. And Unitego Franklin leads Newfield 12-0 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you tonight. After this timeout here, Unitego Franklin coming back out onto the field. A third down and about six, maybe seven to go. They're deep inside Newfield territory, and Unitego Franklin leads 12-0. Here's the snap. They go back to Jacob Sargent. Runs up the middle, carrying two linemen forward before he's brought down at about the five. Short of the first down, but this will be a much more manageable fourth down here, Sky, but still it'll be a big one.
And that's another case right there. Another 3 yards, basically, after since that first point of contact. So credit him for dragging, as you said, two linemen forward for that extra yard to make this a much more manageable fourth down.
So a fourth down here at about the five-yard line, fourth and about two, maybe three. They could technically pick up the first down and not get into the end zone. There's about a two-yard difference there. Oh, boy, a Newfield on fourth just jumped on the line, which is going to give Unitego Franklin a free pass here. They were showing rush and jumped through. So that's tough. Tough break there for Newfield. Going to give the first down to Unitego Franklin with 8.5 to go here in this second quarter. And boy, that's tough. You know you have a chance if you're Newfield there, and just a little mistake like that is going to give UF a whole new set of downs. Here's the snap. QB keeper for Reese James right up the middle, and he's in for a Unitego Franklin touchdown. It would have been interesting to see if that's what the play was on fourth down. Instead, they run it on first, and 6 points on the board for UF. So Reese James with the five-yard TD. And so touchdowns tonight by Jacob Vandermark, as well as Jacob Sargent and Reese James. The difference here for Unitego Franklin is they now lead 18-0 with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. And what we thought coming in could potentially be a back-and-forth game has been dominated tonight so far by Unitego Franklin. Going for two, they drop the two-point conversion snap, and Newfield comes sliding in to make the tackle. So they're 0-for-3 tonight on the two-point conversions. But Unitego Franklin leads 18-0. 8.5 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. An 18-0 lead for Unitego Franklin on the kickoff. Newfield fielding it at about the 33, and they're down there. So can Newfield turn some things around here with 8:24 to go in the second quarter? Trailing on the road here, 18-0. A long bus ride, and things have just not gone their way here tonight.
No, and that's frustrating, of course, you know, early on in the game. But there's been some encouraging signs through the passing game with a couple that they've thrown. Defensively, they've gotten in the backfield. So you got to hope going forward that, you know, when you get in the backfield like that, you can complete the tackle, you can complete the passes, and hope you can turn this around.
So here is Newfield now going right to left. They throw on first down outside to Malcolm Jenkins. And if you can get him involved, you'll get plays like this. Down the right sideline, shoved out of bounds at the 50. Big play there. Picks up a first down and about 10 more. And Newfield right out to midfield. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins, 6'2", 175, and he's got wheels, too. So let's see if they try to get him the ball more here tonight. Down 18-0 midway through the second quarter. Yeah, really nice play there by Malcolm Jenkins. Comes over to the sideline here. He's going to get a rest for at least a play here. It's well earned after that run. Catch and run, I should say, on first down. Quarterback Austin Jenny's got three wide receivers split out to his right. A man in motion. Snap is high. He's going to pull it and run. Steps up to the 45 and is tackled there by the Unitego Franklin defense. So Newfield a little bit more momentum here in mojo on this drive.
Yeah, I like what they've got going so far. Great first play right there. I'm sure they're going to want Jenkins back in at some point. He's out now for the second play, getting a breather. But he, as you said, he's a weapon with some size, too.
Clock is running down to 7:45 to go, second quarter. And Unitego Franklin leading here 18-0 over visiting Newfield. Three wide receivers split out to the left this time, so they're moving around some different looks. Jenny wants to throw. It's complete here to the left side and ripped down at about the 40. Pass complete to Pierce Brockner. So a couple of new looks here from Newfield. And it's going to be third and short here, but very manageable inside Unitego Franklin territory at the 40.
They're doing a really quick, to describe a bubble screen type play, where as soon as the quarterback gets the pass, the inside guy on the Twins look is catching it more or less right at the line of scrimmage and going upfield. So not even really downfield, but you got that blocker right there, and you get one-on-one with that, with the offensive guy and the defender.
Spreading him out this time. Jenkins is back in. He reverses from left to right. They're going to pitch it to him. No, they try to run here on the third and short. Going to be very close as they tackle him near the line. He kind of did that fake option pitch. And, yes, he got just enough. Got a yard. That's all he needed. Moved the chains for Newfield.
I think that was an awareness play by him as opposed to trying to take the chance on the pitch there. I know I'm right on the first down marker, so let me see if I can just go forward and pick that up. Smart play.
It was well done, too, because he kind of took a hit when he did that. If he had pitched it, he could have gotten rid of it, but he said, we need this yard, and he got it. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Newfield marching, though. Probably one of the best drives they've had tonight. Malcolm Jenkins gets the handoff, sweeping from right to left, cuts back to the inside, spinning forward, first down and more. He's still on his feet, to the 15, to the 10, and Malcolm Jenkins is in for a Newfield touchdown with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. Put six on the board for the Trojans.
He broke multiple tackles there, made a nice spin move as well, coming in motion there. I'm a fan of him right now. They got to keep getting him involved, getting him the ball. That was a great offensive drive right there for Newfield.
Boy, we were kind of, I think, questioning. Hey, he was out for a couple of plays there. They put him back in, and he scores. And he had a good burst of speed. They're going to go for two, and they blow the play dead here with 6:09 to go in this second quarter. Let's see what the call is.
I don't know what it is, because they came out with only the center and the quarterback in the middle of the field.
Yeah, it's going against Unitego, so we're going to come back and redo this here. And it was an interesting look.
They have just the center and the quarterback in the middle of the field, and we have three guys on one side and three on the other.
Wow, this is an interesting look. Trips to both sides. They throw, and a little miscommunication there, and it's incomplete. So an interesting look, but they come up empty. But Newfield has new life. With 6:10 to go in the second quarter, it's Unitego Franklin 18, Newfield 6. Section 4 football tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 9, and Friday, Saturday, 11 till 10. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you tonight by SFCU. And it's Unitego Franklin 18, Newfield 6, with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. And I want to give a shout-out again to Butler Auto Sales for our pregame show sponsorship here tonight as well. So let's see how the Spartans answer here, Sky, as they go left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Good field position after the return out to about the 33-yard line.
And if you're Newfield with that great offensive drive, if we can get a stop here, go down and score again, we get the ball to start the second half. So that would bring them right back into this game.
Reese James with a sprint up the middle on the QB keeper. Big run of his own, first down yardage and more across the 45 to about the 47. Great first play and a good answer there from Unitego Franklin. Again, that QB keeper right up the middle. They've been slashing and gashing up the middle for a lot of yardage here tonight.
Thrashing and gashing, slicing and dicing.
Yeah,
I mean,
you name it.
Yeah, any of those things.
So first down here for Unitego Franklin near midfield, again going left to right. Pep Band in full force. They're going to pitch one to Sargent. He sweeps from left to right. He's got the outside edge. First down yardage, a little stutter step to the 40, and he's knocked out of bounds there. But another good run, picking up huge chunks, about 13 yards there for Jacob Sargent. Boy, Unitego, again, just moving the ball so well on the ground. And when, again, we've seen a steady dose tonight of Vandermark, as well as Reese James, as well as Jacob Sargent, and that's been huge. Pretty much been those three guys on offense getting the job done. Here is James in the shotgun. Unitego Franklin with the ball at the 38. Vandermark is in motion. Pitch gets it. 35. Dragging a pile. Four, but he lost it. It's a fumble, and Newfield is going to recover. They have it at the 35-yard line. That ball popped out of there, and the Trojans able to jump on that ball with Riker Reed.
And that is exactly what Newfield needed. Unitego was driving the ball right back down the field. Looked like they were just going to punch it in again, but a huge turnover there. Forced fumble by the Newfield defense to get the ball back. And after that great drive they just had, let's see if they can go down and do it again.
And we had said a couple of times the Spartans had put the ball on the ground and had been able to recover it. That time not so lucky. And now Newfield's got plenty of time, 5:25 to go in the second quarter, to try to cut into this lead as they go right to left. Here's the snap. They're looking to go deep. They have Jenkins on the left side, one-on-one coverage. He almost makes an acrobatic over-the-shoulder catch, but it falls incomplete. Good coverage by Reese James.
He got one hand on it. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he had to kind of spin all the way around and try to catch over his far shoulder. Got a hand on it, but couldn't haul it in.
And I like the play call. Let's take a shot on first down and see if we can just go right down there and make something happen, a big play.
Well, they certainly have the positive energy right now and looking to add on to that. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Ball at the 35-yard line here for Newfield, going right to left. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Jenkins is in motion from right to left. QB keeper here for Austin Jenny, and he has nowhere to go. The rush comes from Unitego Franklin, and they bring him down.
Great rush from the defensive line of Unitego Franklin right there to make a big stop to make this a third and long. Definitely challenging. If I'm Newfield here, though, I got to see if I can move the ball. Maybe one of those quick little screens like they had that picked up some positive yards.
Derek Jordan, Zach Sousa in on the sack there from the line for Unitego Franklin. Well done. And again, Sousa playing another nice game this week, much like he did a week ago against Thomas Edison. Going to be a third down and about nine to go. Jenny looking to throw. The Newfield quarterback throws up into the night sky. Good defense there by, guess who? Zach Sousa coming off the line. Went one-on-one with the tight end, Pierce Brockner, and handled him. Well done.
And it had to be good defense like that because that was another nice ball right there. But Sousa with great defense there to prevent that from happening.
Shows how athletic he is to kind of go off that end position that he's in and follow the tight end out along the sideline, and he's able to make that play.
Great point there because he's not a defensive back. He is lined up on the defensive line.
Yeah, so he really had to cover some ground there in coverage. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Fourth down and 10 in Newfield trying to get the hard count here again. And now they'll snap this ball. Jenny is flushed out of the pocket, needs to throw, and really has nowhere to go. Three Unitego tacklers bring him down, and the fourth down gamble does not pay off this time for Newfield. So no harm done on that Unitego Franklin fumble. Spartans are going to get it back in about the same field area, I would say.
Huge, huge stop there by the Unitego Franklin defense. As we said, Newfield gets the ball to start the second half. So if they go down and score, anything can happen at that point. One possession game, and they get the ball back to start the third quarter. So great job there by the defense.
4:25 to go, second quarter. 18-6 our score. Unitego Franklin at home leading Newfield. And can they put some more points on the board before the halftime break? As they go left to right, ball spotted about the 38-yard line. Reese James with a man in motion at Vandermark. They pitch it to him, go right back to him across the 30, and he's ripped down there, but a good gain of about 7 yards. And I like that they go right back to him, give him that confidence.
I was just going to say the same thing. I like, as a coach, you know what? You fumbled it the last time, but we're going right back to you. I still believe in you. We still have that confidence. No reason to hang your head.
Yeah, he ran hard, too, there and had a nice gain down to the 30-yard line. Brings up second and about two to go here for Unitego Franklin. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. And the Spartans are on top of Newfield here, 18-6. Reese James picks it up, bobbled the snap there. On his feet at the 20, James picks up the first down and is tackled inside the Newfield red zone. I would say, yeah, right just over the 20-yard line, maybe about the 18. So Unitego Franklin using this clock a little bit. We're down to about 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And you wonder, Sky, we've seen both teams put it on the ground a little bit. I know we've said it on several broadcasts that we've done, but just the way the temperature is here tonight, that ball might be a little slick on this grass field here tonight. Ball on the 18-yard line here for Unitego Franklin. And Coach McCroney wants to take a timeout again, it looks like, to talk things over. With 3:15 to go, second quarter, Unitego Franklin leading Newfield 18-6. Eight-man football tonight here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. A run here for Jacob Sargent. Up the middle, we do have a flag on the play as he was across the 15 near the 10. What did you see there, Sky, as he ran through the middle of the line there?
The flag was thrown in the area of holding, so...
Yep, holding on the offense here is the call. Backs him up 10 yards with 3:10 to go here in this second quarter. Tough break for Unitigo as they are looking to punch it in here. And again, you mentioned it earlier, Newfield will get the ball to start the third quarter. So if you're the Spartans here, if you're Unitigo Franklin, you'd love to balloon that lead back up going into the break.
And if we can take some time off the clock, too, to not allow Newfield to have that much should they get the ball back here.
Man in motion is Vandermark. Reese James keeping it this time, but it's a sea of Newfield players. Reese James doing a good job to move the pile forward, but still going to be second down and long coming up here for Unitigo Franklin. I would say about second down and 13.
And credit to Reese James right there. He got hit 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, broke that tackle, and still picked up. Then he got hit by like 3 guys after that and still picked up a positive gain.
Yeah, that was well done. I mean, second and 13 is not great, but certainly a lot more manageable than it could have been. 2.5 to go here, second quarter. Reese James getting the play from the sideline. Trying to get everybody set here. I think they're trying to do as much as they can to use the clock wisely and execute. They throw over the middle, pass is complete. Good for about 5 yards to Jacob Vandermark, bringing up third down and 9 here for the Spartans. So it's manageable. They're inside the 20 to about the 16, maybe 17-yard line.
And that's one of those plays in the playbook right there where you get a quick pass play, doesn't allow the defensive line for Newfield to get back there that quick. Wide receiver goes out, plants just turns, low throw by the quarterback, keeps it away from any harm, and then pick it up about a gain of 6-ish on it. So
yeah.
Nice play.
3rd and 9 for Unitigo Franklin. 1:50 to go, second quarter. So a lot on the line here as they try to punch in some points late in the half. So a big third down for the Spartans. Waiting for the snap. They're going to go to Jacob Sargent. He fumbled it once and then twice and is still able to fall on it and recover it. Boy, he's just shaking his hands here and his head like, I got to hold on to that thing. So 4th down coming up. Going to be 4th and 10 here for Unitigo Franklin. The way it's popped out tonight to me signals that it's got to be more than just guys grabbing it. It's kind of that slippery situation.
And I think new quarterback has a little bit to do with that as well. He's used to just taking the handoffs as opposed to having to give them as well.
Yeah, that's a tough, always tough, and you can work on it all week long, but you get into the heat of the moment, has to be a tough thing. We're under a minute to go here, second quarter, 55 seconds left. Unitigo Franklin leading 18-6 over Newfield. Waiting for the snap. Here's James on a 4th down and 10. Goes to the air. He's got his man. It's complete and in for a touchdown here to Jacob Vandermark. 4th and 10. They go for an 18-yard pass completion for the TD. Big play.
Vandermark just got open on a nice route right there. Great ball by James, who, as we have said, is not a quarterback. So very impressed right there by the arm. Put it right where he needed to for a touchdown.
You can tell that's one they've worked on all throughout the week. And it puts 6 on the board right there. It pays off as they lead 24-6 now with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter.
And if you're Newfield, that's so deflating. You had it 4th down and long, right where you wanted them to make a stop, get the ball back, maybe make something happen on offense right before the half, but then give that up. So, but credit to Unitigo Franklin for that one.
Spartans are 0-for-3 so far tonight on the two-point conversions. Let's see what they get here. This time they go Jacob Sargent. Plows forward. He's in. And 26 points on the board for Unitigo Franklin here in the first half. And 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. They lead 26-6 over visiting Newfield. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 38 seconds to go here. Second quarter, 26-6 our score. Unitego Franklin leading Newfield here in eight-man football action tonight. Unitego Franklin coming in with a record of 1-1. Looked really good last week against Thomas Edison. Some big games in the division coming up. But they are looking strong here tonight against a non-division opponent in Newfield. So here is Newfield going right to left. Limited time left here in this second quarter before the break. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete to Malcolm Jenkins to the 45. About to the 48 before he's pushed out there. And boy, and we've talked about it before, but he is such a weapon. You get him in the open field for Newfield.
They picked up a first down and only took 4 seconds. And what a smart football player to get out of bounds so you don't have to use one of your team's timeouts there.
Ball at midfield here. Still a good amount of time here. 34 seconds with the way we've seen the Newfield can throw the ball. They could possibly put some points on the board. Unitego dropping a couple extra guys in coverage and only putting two on the line at the moment. Here's the snap. Three wide receivers to the right. Pass complete to the outside for Nathan King to the 40, about the 48 as he got into Unitego Franklin territory. Timeout is taken here, I believe, by Newfield. They're trying to get their guys over to the sideline, and they want to correct the time on the clock here as well. And so we'll keep it right here during this timeout. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here, and this will give me a good opportunity to say we're going to be doing a high school soccer game from right here at Unitego on Monday night, 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll do our Butler Auto pregame show. It'll be the Unitego Franklin boys soccer team hosting Delhi, and it'll be under the lights here on the football field. So we'll be doing that game on Monday. And Unitego Franklin boys have been looking really good this year. They won the Mayor's Cup over in Stamford, doing very well in league play. And the Delhi boys tonight upset the only undefeated team left in the MAC, Afton Harpersville, beat them 1-0 tonight. So Delhi is going to be coming into that game riding high. So that should be a great game on Monday. So out of the timeout here, 26 seconds to go, second quarter. Going to be a second down and about 6 to go. The snap was high. Unitego chasing the quarterback into the backfield. He throws, and it's incomplete. Sousa did a great job to put the pressure on. And Jenny, the quarterback, Austin Jenny, was able to get out of there but threw it away.
And credit to Jenny there, because we talked about it all night, how the ball's been bouncing. He got a lucky bounce. But then credit to him to make a play so they didn't lose what would have been about 15 or so yards on the play.
Yeah, that was bad, and he had Sousa breathing down his neck.
And who we know makes big hits.
And Sousa wanted a piece of him, too, and he just missed. So this is going to be third down and about 6 to go, right at midfield for Newfield, going right to left. Two wide receivers to the left. They throw over the middle to Jenkins. I think he got enough for the first down. He's still fighting for more, and he's going to get it at the 40. If they could get him the ball, he's tough. 13 seconds left. Newfield trying to get set here.
Clock stops until the chains are set.
So now the clock starts. With 10 seconds left, they're going to spike it. Got to 9 seconds there, and they did a good job to get set and only lost a couple of seconds there. So this will bring up 2nd and 10. Ball is about the 40-yard line inside Unitego Franklin territory here with 9 seconds left in the second quarter. We know that the Newfield quarterback, Austin Jenny, he's got an arm. And he's got a couple of receivers he likes, Pierce Brockner, the tight end, and, of course, Malcolm Jenkins. Here's the snap. Jenny drops back, rolls to his left. He's got Jenkins and gets out of bounds. First down and more. 5 seconds left, so it stops the clock.
And that play, again, only took 4 seconds off. They ran that play, I think it was the first play of this drive. It's a 10-yard and out, and it only takes 4 seconds off the clock, so that's great for them.
Ball at the 28-yard line. They're going to have a chance. Sky, with 5 seconds, do you have time to monkey around, or do you have to go to the end zone here? That's tough.
That's tough. Because we just said it took only 4 seconds, but do you want to risk that? I don't know.
Jenkins as well as Brockner are split out to the right side for Newfield. And the snap is too tall. And Jenny's going to have to chase it all the way back to midfield. With 2 seconds left, he's able to fall on it there. But a loss of about 20 yards on that as the snap was a mile high. And that's going to do it. The clock will run out. And Newfield was going to have a chance there for a great play, and it didn't materialize. So our halftime score is Utego Franklin 26 and Newfield 6. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a couple of minutes. A fun, entertaining game so far, and Unitego Franklin clicking on all cylinders here so far tonight under the lights at the U. We'll be right back. Again, 26-6 at the half. Unitego Franklin on top of Newfield. Eight-man football tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and more. They also do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. And they recommend having your